narrated Imran bin Hussein, may Allah be pleased with him, that they were with the Prophet, peace be upon him, on a journey. They traveled the whole night, and when dawn approached, they took rest, and sleep overwhelmed them till the sun rose high in the sky. The first to get up was Abu Bakr. Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, used not to be awakened from his sleep, but he would wake up by himself. Umar woke up, and then Abu Bakr sat by the side of the Prophet's head and started saying, Allahu Akbar, raising his voice till the Prophet, peace be upon him, woke up. And after traveling for a while, he dismounted and led us in the morning salah, prayer. A man amongst the people failed to join us in the salah, prayer. When the Prophet, peace be upon him, had finished the salah, prayer, he asked the man, O so-and-so, what prevented you from offering the salah, prayer, with us? He replied, I am Junub. Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, ordered him to perform tayammum with clean earth. The man then offered the salah, prayer. Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, ordered me and a few others to go ahead of him. We had become very thirsty. While we were on our way looking for water, we came across a lady riding an animal, hanging her legs between two water skins. We asked her, Where can we get water? She replied, Oh, there is no water. We asked, How far is your house from the water? She replied, A distance of a day and a night travel. We said, Come on to Allah's messenger, peace be upon him. She asked, What is Allah's messenger, peace be upon him? So we brought her to Allah's messenger against her will, and she told him what she had told us before and added that she was the mother of orphans. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, ordered that her two water skins be brought, and he touched or rubbed the mouths of the water skins with his hand. As we were thirsty, we drank till we quenched our thirst, and we were 40 men. We also filled all our water skins and other utensils with water, but we did not water the camels. The water skin was so full that it was almost about to burst. The Prophet, peace be upon him, then said, Bring what foodstuff you have. So some dates and pieces of bread were collected for the lady, and when she went to her people, she said, I have met either the greatest magician or a prophet, as the people claim. So Allah guided the people of that village through that lady. She embraced Islam, and they all embraced Islam.